Okay, I'll start the translation. So we'll continue look at the Word of God. So our church is from the Genesis to the Revelation in a chronological order we're studying through. So our Bible is not in the order by the time. So it's very confused if you don't know where it started and where it ends. So our church tried to go through the Bible in a time order, chronological order. This is our fourth time to going through the Bible from the Genesis to Revelation. The 20th of the sermon on Genesis. We just finished the history of the mankind and then start the history of the Israel. Start from the Abraham. Last week we have looked at the Genesis chapter 27. And when the blind Isaac, at the age of 137 years old, wanted to set up the Esau as a representative of the family. But the Isaac's wife, Rebekah, has deceived her blind husband Isaac in order that he blessed Jacob, his younger son, not the firstborn, Esau. So rather than Esau, the firstborn right, they wanted to give it to the Isaac. So then we come across a question, buying the right of the firstborn from the hungry person. And even if he used a cunning method to deceive the father to receive the blessing of the firstborn, when he received the father's blessing, is it really God's blessing? Based on the history recorded, a clay panel found in the near ancient East region, which shows various social and cultural forms of society at the time. Even if it was done verbally, the official blessing or testament by the chief of the tribe was valid. But it can be seen that the society recognized it at the time. But this is the case when father makes a verbal statement and dad, but if the father is still alive, he was deceived and made such a will, but what he once said was still avoidable. So there was no rule that you can take away your father's blessing or testament by deceiving him. And most of all, when you look through the Bible, even though you are blessed in this way, God has never blessed such a person. To think that you can steal the blessing of God, you do not know who God is and how He works. Furthermore, it is a result of thinking God to be superstition and amulet. So even if you are in church today, those who do not know God correctly through the Bible, it is mistaken for God's blessing to think that it is a charm that brings bless in, bless out, or that is pop out when something is done. The blessing which Bible says is a living relationship with God. That is why God lives with us. So living as God's people itself is a blessing. But people think the blessing is what they get, what they want. Those people think that if you are trying to match God's will or use religious method to get it, like a Jacob in the text we are looking at. Even if he used cunning method to be blessed, when you look at this kind of behavior, you can misunderstand the way you receive the blessing and think, oh, I can get the blessed like that. So nowadays, even nowadays, the people try to receive a blessing so that they can easily deal with God by pushing their head to someone saying he has a spiritual power, or using offering as a method to receive what they want to. So there are some people ask for money for those who are very nervous to accomplish it and desperate. Whether it is a problem or wishes, those people pretend as if they have such a power to solve the problem or foresee the problem. So when you go to any religion and when you want to solve the problem, the urgent people who have to solve something eagerly can easily fall into such a trick. And they end up wasting all their asset and even death and killing each other. Because they don't know how God works. So they have no experience to have encountering God in person. So as always we said, the way we receive the God's blessing, you believe in God Himself. Also, when you live in obedience, you will be blessed. And most importantly, remember these principles of being blessed life is by the faith and obedience of those who receive the blessing rather than the faith of the person who makes the blessing. Then we will not fall into the forced meditation when we read the story of Jacob that we are looking at. Even if Isaac, his father, sincerely prayed for his descendant the best blessing, if the life of child is not the life of faith, it is nothing. For instance, it is like after flood judgment, Noah was drunk and made mistakenly cursed on one of his sons. The curse is not to be able to come to the children who fear God and live according to the word. Therefore, even if the blessed are blessed without the life of consciousness of the word and life to live according to the word, it is like food without the plate. So Christianity is not predestined fatalism. So it does not say that God determines the life of one person or that the life of another is changed by the prayer and sincerity of someone else. We do not have the fate predestined, but the choice only, whether you want to live a life in which God Almighty is blessing or to live according to the greed of your instinct. There is only a choice of faith. So there is only the choice, there is not such a predestined fate. So we value sincere relationship with God, not the strange cunning way to take the blessing of the God. That should be our habits of life. Continue to look at the Jacob's story. After these things, Jacob left Beersheba from his brothers and went through the Hebron to Haran and went to the place to stay a night. And when he arrived at Bethel, and stayed a night there. But when he had a dream of a night, he saw a large ladder that touches the ground of the sky, and the messenger of God ascending and descending on the ladder. The God spoke in heaven, as God did to his fathers. I am the God of Abraham and Isaac, and invites Jacob with the same promise as his fathers. So it was the same promise when Abraham was called, and the same promise when calling Isaac. This is God's calling. So when God called Isaac, when God called Abraham, God always came first and called. But the expression will give you this land of Canaan, the people will be many, and the people of this land will be blessed for you. It is often misunderstood as a blessing to be rich in the land where we live and to grab higher position than all others. But this promise God promised from Abraham, the purpose of the true creation with us, Creator with us, is a calling to the work of God's kingdom. God, through the Adam and through the Noah, has dreamed that all mankind created by God would be the people of God, and He called them people to live in the reign of God. So the kingdom of God is a place where God's reign comes upon. The true will of God, the Creator, is accomplished. However, Adam and Eve, by disobedience of trees of good and evil, the generation after Noah, by incident of Tower of Babel, reject the reign of God. People have chosen the way of Satan to lead by own instinct, satisfaction by using free will as their own thought and feelings. There was a people like a Lot, nephew of the Abraham, and Ishmael, brother of Isaac, and Esau, brother of Jacob. They was not interested in the calling of God. So this is why God is making known the true will of God, fulfilling the purpose of God's creation. Those who listen to the call, those who wanted to live according to the direction of God. Abraham answered the call. The Isaac answered, and now Jacob is invited to such a place. So Jacob had previously lived with the value he learned from his parents. But now he's meeting God, encountering God directly, and experiencing the calling that God calls. Jacob was faithful at this time, but his level of faith life was weak. And he was at the level of self-centered judgment and thinking of God, far below his grandfather Abraham and his father Isaac. The nevertheless, God, not looking at Jacob's skill, but showing interest in Jacob's faith, which he heard from his parents and learned. God sees his heart to believe and follow. Then God calls him. So when he received this call, Jacob indeed, it shows the foolish and immature faith. God, you do this to me, and if you do, I will accept you as my God. I will qualify you as my God. When we meditate on Jacob's faith, it's very similar to ours. We also have faith, knowing God and believing in Jesus, listening to our faith and prayer. We can see exactly the same with Jacob. If God does this, I'll do this. If you do my business well, I'll build a church. I'll pay tithe in return. If you make me good at studying, if you give me a good job, letting me finish this project well, and I will work harder for you, God. So it is self-centered way of looking at and interpreting God. If God is good to me, I will accept you as God. It is expression that He can become a God that I truly acknowledge if He acts according to my prayer. So if God do not fulfill your expectation and what you want to do, it is often end up the blasphemy and blaming God. So as previously said, the immature Christian, they have their own perception, their own glance to look at the Word of God, and it's pretty much self-centered, and ask God to fulfill what they want to do, what they want to get. So most of the Christian in the beginning Christian is a similar like this. So most people who have not given the right priority of material people and God interpret the Bible and God in such a self-centered way, they treat God like a servant. Jacob knows that God is, so he believed, and it said that this is the house of the Lord, which is Bethel. When I see his praying, it seems to be totally Jacob is God himself. So most of people who have their first belief are like this. If you take this thought correctly with the word and do not walk the path of the right obedience from the beginning of your faith, but are settled by the forced perception like Jacob, no matter how long you've been to church, often stop at this level of faith as Jacob. So we look at this Jacob, how clearly we can grow up properly if we are invitee of God. What is faith? We must know fast and quickly what is to live by faith. But is it really thankful for God did not abandon this level of Jacob and waiting a long time, he still guided him on the right path. So now we, through this process, Jacob finally arrived in Haran, the home of his father's mother, grandmother. As we speak from the last hour, we must meditate and observe that Jacob was 77 years old when he escaped from his brother and went to Padan Aram, which is Haran. So if you read the Bible without looking the historical background of Bible, historical background, you do not even know or overlook the age when Jacob escaped from his brother and ran away. So you think it happens at very young age. But those who look at it more carefully and know precisely know that Esau was married at age 40, so you can notice it is in his late 40s. But if you look at the Bible a little more historically, not 40s, 77 years old, almost 80 years old. This 77-year-old Jacob, he will live in the house of his uncle Laban in Haran. Genesis chapter 29, verse 14. Jacob, who is helping his family well, when he has been around for a month, his uncle Laban will try and pay for his help. So Jacob was not a scumbag and scammer everywhere we look at. You can see that someone was diligently searching for his work without saying anything. Then Jacob asked him to marry Rachel, the uncle's second daughter, rather than the wages. This was also what his father and mother said to meet his wife among the uncle's daughters. Jacob will work for 7 years without pay for this marriage. So while he worked 7 years without any compensation, he worked for Rachel without knowing how much time he spent. So he finally got married when the first night was spent. Uncle Laban sent Rachel's older sister Leah to Jacob, and Jacob didn't know anything, and spent her with her first day. The next day, when Jacob, who had been in a daze, and protested against his uncle Laban, and Laban says, he did so because his local tradition had a big sister and his little sister could not marry first. So Uncle Laban said, then you must work 7 more years for Rachel. So eventually at one wedding after 7 days, he has 2 wives at the same time. So Jacob, in conclusion, worked 14 years without compensation to get his wife. he went to Haran at the age of 77 and worked for 7 years and got 2 wives. He started to have children from 84 years old. It seems that this Leah was an attractive girl, but she seemed to be a nice and deeply woman, and she seemed to be quite a positive person. Not much love from her husband, but not enough love, but she seems like she has gone through a painful and lonely days, but she always has lived with faith and hope. When she made her first son, she gave birth to his first son and said, "Look, it is a boy baby," and said, "Reuben." However, even though she had a son, Jacob did not give her affection at all, and Rachel was always around him. So she gave birth to a second son, Simeon, which means the name means "God hears my prayer. My husband does not come to my room and might rot inside getting rotten. I confess that God hears my prayer. Now that I have a third son, I now have 3 sons. My husband will be united to me, which name is the Judah. Still have faith and hope in the sense of union, and she named Levi. And her 4th son, Judah, and which means praise the Lord. It is true that when a person looks at something like that, it is not true. Leah bore Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Rachel was completely angry and asked Jacob to make a son for her. But being pregnant does not belong to the power of man after a man has done his best. So in the end, she gave her own servant Bilhah to give birth to a child, whose name is Naphtali and Dan. So Leah also gave her servant Silpa and gave birth to Gad and Asher. After that, Leah also bore Issachar and Zebulun, in addition to her daughter Dinah. She bore 1 daughter and 6 sons. Maybe she has most of the Rahel has most of her husband love, but the Rahel's heart would have been also been torn. So God gave mercy on Rahel. And God gave the son named Joseph. But Rachel was not satisfied with Joseph only. So when the son Joseph was born, the meaning of the name means another or one more. It means, give me one more. Let me have more. So Joseph was born in Haran, and the youngest Benjamin was born after Jacob had returned to his hometown. At this time, Rachel bore her youngest son Benjamin and died. So the sons of Jacob are 12, and these are the ancestors of 12 tribes of Israel. This is the story of chapter 30, verse 24. So 14 years for his wives in Haran, and 6 years for the wages from the uncle who cheated. So Jacob lived for 20 years and experienced that the life of man should not be without the guidance and help of God. Jacob experienced God, who is deeply involved in his life through this time and keeps him. He practiced to live by faith. So he continued to learn that initiative of his life is not in him, but in God. So through such a life, he has lived a life that takes a right priority in the relationship between material man and God. Jacob's life in Haran, he was not obsessed with material, but he liked the people in the relationship, and he shows the way of his living and believing. So the person like a Jacob, who easily believing and trusting people, and is easily also being misused by the people like Laban, like his uncle. Through such a life, he has lived a life that takes a right priority in relationship between material man and God. By comparison, Uncle Laban was a person who knew God and believed God, but was living a material priority life. The Jacob who believed in person, under such a person, seems being used very desperately. And we believe in God, but if we do not get the right priority, we end up to live by the greed. Even today, those who run the business that believe in Jesus, go to church, do not have the right priority in relation to material, human, and God. There are things that make it harder and harder to work with people who work together. It seems that Uncle Laban was just such a person. Jacob is also acting like that uncle. He has not been able to deal with the fact because of the afraid of human relationships are going to be broken. And he has lived for 20 years. Jacob seems to have had a lot of fear of human relationship. So he couldn't say no when he had to say no. So it is difficult to do things that need to be solved with dialogue in human relationship. If he could not serve, as he ran away from his brother, it was the way for him to run away from the difficult problem. That was Jacob. Working hard under his cunning uncle, he had been used without paying. So when people usually talk about Jacob, Jacob's a cheater who cheated on his brother. He lied to his brother and ran away, meet a cheater uncle, Laban, more than him, and suffer from him. Then he fixed his bad habit. But Jacob was not such a cheater. He was an easily cheated person. He was naive. So people believe in God like Laban. Those who have not been trained with the right priority in the relationship between material and man and God, because they are faithful to instinct and greed, while they do not know when they say they are saint, they use people, utilize people, because they are always self-centered and pursue life for self-satisfaction and benefit. The world is twisted because those who know God but do not know God's will and live according to his instinct and greed. What world is this world will be if it's full of such a people? Do not believe in God's existence at all. This world would be like a world of junk food and survival of fittest. So despite God's amazing calling and promise in battle, Jacob, full of self-centered thought, and he meets his uncle, Laban, who has not been given the right priority with the material human and God, and watching his life. And he was trained to see how important have a life of God's priority. Continue story from chapter 38. Verse 25, when the Rachel had a son Joseph, that was such a long-awaited child, Jacob tells his uncle Laban that he wants to return home. So roughly about 91 years old. This was probably Jacob's job to obtain Rachel for a total of 14 years when the contract was finished. Now the contract was over and he would have argued with his he would go home. But however, due to the persuasion of Uncle Laban, he will stay another 6 more years to make a property. To continue reading the Bible, we can see that Jacob was not the person who does not he was lazy. He was unpaid for 14 years, but he was rather sincere and he did his best in his work. Even his uncle Laban acknowledged Jacob's faithfulness and abilities. That's probably why the uncle Laban even deal with Jacob, even giving both of his daughter, because he acknowledged his ability and his sincerity in carrying on his job. Over 6 years, he changes about more than 10 times of contract with his nephew Jacob. So even is today in Korea and everywhere around the world, there's lots of employer take advantage on their employees. But they shouldn't forget it, based on the Bible, God is looking and he's observing what they are doing. Because Laban was so deceitful based on the experience in the past 20 years. So also Jacob had to run away. And also Jacob also had to trick on him. So when they contract for the payment, so Jacob asked for the speckled pattern and spotted that he will take as his asset. So when Jacob suggested this contract, and Laban was happy because it seems like a pretty much advantage for the Laban, this contract. So 3 days distance, he keeps his all this speckled and dotted pattern one 3 days distance from the Jacob's herd, from the Laban's herd. We can often find similar situations among the migrants, even though they had a hardship in other countries, foreign countries, and their relationship also broken in between the families and relatives. The God is not called Jacob and called Laban and scold him for what he's done. He used the situation. God is used the situations and environment, and he blessed Jacob. So he blessed Jacob and help him to increase his assets. So Jacob, you used the method. So the method was showing the motive and a black thing of the white golden sheep while they are mating. So, but Jacob seems to be, even though he used such a method, Jacob seems to be naive and perhaps naive and simple. It was because there seems to be like a positive effect of the trying to find a way to survive anyway. So Jacob seems to use this superstitious way based on his experience in the past and making spotted and speckled sheep out of the white sheep. So when we use this kind of the we use the man's way and our own depends on our own the smartness, and end up we just miss out the God actually helped us, but we just misunderstand, oh, this is what I've done it because I'm smarter, this is my experience. So when people say, oh, I pray this happened, this this is accomplished when I pray hard, but it's it kind of misunderstanding. So it's not the way God works. God does not work depends on what we pray for. But sometimes our testimony also kind of mislead the people. Oh, I pray like that, and I pray like that, and God answered me this, and God make it this happen, make this accomplish it. So Abraham, Isaac, when God given the promise, and they didn't depend on their smartness. They wasn't depends on their own knowledge. So they try to just to follow quietly the given given mission on their given mission. But Jacob, on the other hand, seems like he struggled to do it on his own way, even though he's knowing God's promise. The effort in the faith is important, but if you do not know God fully, it is no different from the shamanistic way of trying to use God for superstitious power. So in the story of Jacob, the life of Jacob, there are many images of this superstitious shamanistic faith. So it is true that Abraham and Isaac wrote a human way, used the human way because of fear of their relationship with God and man, their relationship with the people who are immediately visible. But it takes a lot longer time for Jacob to building up the relationship with God and truly believe Him. So eventually, Jacob also received the blessing as their fathers. What is the grace of God? This grace of God is flow to everyone who believe in and also act based on believing and live according to the believing. So Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, all the same grace and blessing flow through. But why not Esau? Why not Ishmael? Why Jacob? Why Isaac? Because they didn't accept the calling of the response. They did not respond. They did not accept the calling of God. So based on the Genesis, the story in the Genesis, so we should have this concept. We have to get this concept clear. Then we'll be clear to understand how come, why not this person, why not this person. Jacob's the living standard and his the level of the faith was so low, but he was the one accept the calling. So we can find that most of the people starting the Christianity and the faith is not much different from the Jacob. So we behave like we are the God. God exists there for us. So in believing God, the most important thing is not giving up and keep on step forward. Because even though we fail it and fell off, God is the one who raised us back. And He is the one raised us up again. That is our faith journey. So God take responsibility over the people who obey and follow. Even though we fail, we have to fail in God, not out of God. No matter we fail, no matter we fell down, we have to stay in God. So Jacob's in Jacob's life, even though he failed, he going back to God. He fall down, he get going back to God. So that is the things we need to looking at. So God is not only taking responsible over the people who is perfect. Is that no matter you fail, you're not enough, you're always weak and mistake. If you are, your heart is the direct to Him, direction of your life and direction of your heart in the faith, He will guide you. So since we are young, so no matter you fail and no matter you weak, since you are young and a beginner faith, you just follow this path and remain in a God. He will show the way to escape, and He will give the opportunity. You will see the miracle. You will encounter the God through this situation, through in any situation. I'll continue on next week.